Well, it's certainly not good. I guess the one good news is we've identified that the significance of the cut is not as pronounced as was originally envisioned. It turns out it's going to be a hit to commercial crew, which is very unfortunate because I think that's clearly the component of the space program about which most of this community in the state of Florida is most excited about, the opportunity to get more launches, get them sooner, and get Americans to the International Space Station on American vehicles sooner. Unfortunately, this delays our ability to generate jobs here on the Space Coast. It delays our ability to stop paying Vladimir Putin. It's affecting adversely government programs all around the country. But this is clearly damaging a part of the country that was really struggling after the post-shuttle efforts, and we'd made a lot of progress in terms of bringing new jobs here. This is just going to delay our efforts to repair that damage.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you about that because, of course, the space program is not just here in Florida. The industry has a presence in Texas and California, Alabama and Nevada and elsewhere. Why would these cuts have more of an impact for us here in the Space Coast than elsewhere around the nation?
Well, I think Florida has a greater vested interest in the new commercial crew program. And pretty much the signature of this administration's space program is turning over access and transportation primarily to the private sector, getting the government out of just getting people and cargo into low Earth orbit. We know how to do that. It's appropriate to turn that over to the private sector. In addition to that, though, we also have significant cuts to the ongoing work going on at Kennedy Space Center to support the heavy lift program, the Orion beyond Earth orbit capsule, 21st Century Launch Complex. The disappointing thing, it appears as though Kennedy Space Center is bearing the brunt of the NASA sequestration impacts. And that's unfortunate and egregiously unfair because Florida and Kennedy Space Center bore the brunt of the retirement of the shuttle program. But drawing the short straw seems to be tradition here at Kennedy Space Center and I've been working here for quite a few decades. So we're working hard to fix that, but right now we're not too sure what to do.
What about some of the other cuts regarding scientific research around the space program and so on? How will that impact us here?
Well, I think the challenge with that is much of what NASA does and is very successful at on the science missions, the Earth observation missions, those programs, they all launch from Kennedy Space Center, or at least the vast majority of them do. So any impact on that sort of work not only cuts back and constrains the ability of our universities to take advantage of those research capabilities, and we've really started to make some significant progress in our ability to have Florida capture more of those research programs. I know UCF has been involved in a Project Gold that would have really been exciting and is exciting in terms of its ability to monitor the impact of the sun's space weather on the orbits of satellites, and that becomes very important both to the Department of Defense but also for business satellites and monitoring how long those satellites will be operational and be in a position to generate revenue. But cutbacks on that delay the research, delay the innovation and new experimentation, but equally important here to Kennedy Space Center is it means we will have fewer vehicles to launch, which means fewer jobs because there'll be fewer launches. There's been some broad brush, big picture characterizations of what's going to be impacted, but we're not sure the nature of it in terms of exact dollars and jobs and when they're going to cut. But it's very clear that Florida is going to be bearing the brunt of those impacts, and it's only a matter of time, certainly by April, that we'll start to see some layoffs out here at Kennedy Space Center if these cuts are allowed to go into place and stay, which is tragic. Somehow I'm pretty confident the Founding Fathers did not anticipate that this was going to be how democracy was going to unfold, but that is where we are.
All right, Dale. Well, thank you very much for your insight on this. We really appreciate that.
Glad to do it.